we say hello to Dale, and he'll be with us when we get back out here in our next home match. But Josh McGee from STLUnitedFC.com, and he's an independent writer. He's done a lot of work. He's out here just about every soccer match that I can remember in a long time is going to join us. First off, Josh, how are you this fine night?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for having me on the program here. Tough to fill the shoes of someone as large in St. Louis soccer as Dale Shilley, but I'll do my best over the next few minutes.
The coach is all-knowing about the game. That's what I love about Dale, and you've had a chance to visit with him. He will see things that the rest of us won't. And he'll go, oh, look here. And then you'll go, oh, yeah, that's exactly what was going on. Exactly right there. So I'm glad to have you on the show here. And from your perspective, because we're all dealing with things differently, players are dealing with things differently, you're one of the media members that covers this team. How has it been different for you out here at the soccer park, and how things, I mean, just how can you get access and get your work done?
Well, you can't avoid it, Jim. I mean, right now what's going on in our country, it's right in our faces, and it's impacted everybody from the players on the field to everybody else here off of it. I mean, we see it in the stands with the 25% capacity here at these home matches. For me, access to players, whether it be in the post-game press conference or just getting interviews for content that we create for our YouTube channels and other mediums, you just have to adjust. And I think that you take your cues from here, everybody here at St. Louis FC and the players, and we've made it work over the past few weeks, been able to talk to some of the guys. And you know what? At this point, with a few weeks into the season, a few weeks into the precautions, I think the players are getting used to it. And, of course, as we all know, the season's been shortened. You can't dwell on these things for too long, because the matches come quick, fast and furious, and as we know, St. Louis FC is in a very tough group.
Well, and let's talk about that group, because I think a lot of people originally thought, oh, Lou City, oh, Indy, and then they're Sporting there. Yeah, they're Sporting. They're an MLS 2 team. Well, I think people found out the other night, Sporting's no pushover. It's a dynamite group.
Coming into the match, they had back-to-back results versus Louisville and versus Indy 11, much like St. Louis was able to do a few weeks ago. So the signs had been there, but for people to see it with their own eyes on Wednesday night, the speed and the skill that Sporting KC had up top, it was quite a lot to deal with. I thought St. Louis FC did a great job in the first half of maintaining possession and controlling the game, but it was once the second half began, and around the 50th minute or so, we saw the game really open up. St. Louis FC had their chances, but in the end, KC was the ones who opened the scoring. Thankfully, late on in the match, the captain, Fenwell Cavita, was able to come up with the goal and a crucial point. But this is a four-team group. There's no doubt about it. The margins are very thin. We know that Indy has the five-point lead currently at the top of the group, but a few results here and there, and that can easily change. Tonight, Indy versus Louisville, an opportunity for one of those clubs or both of them to drop points. So a big opportunity here tonight for St. Louis FC to make up some ground or keep their distance from other teams.
One of the things in that match, you could say fortunate at times for St. Louis on Wednesday, because Sporting did have a couple of chances to put it away. They didn't. Left that crack of that door open just enough. And you have to give St. Louis credit for pushing their way through the door and saving and getting a point and saving it from being a loss.
Talking to the guys and Coach Tichu after the match, they were obviously frustrated that chance after chance kept coming to them, and they couldn't put any of these away. Thankfully, they were able to do so at the death, but that's kind of been the story over the past few weeks since those wins versus Louisville and Indy. We've had a couple of matches here against Memphis and Sporting KC where they dropped points, and it's a glass-half-full, glass-half-empty situation where the defense, if you look at it, since the first Indy match, they haven't conceded more than one goal in any match. On the other side, though, it's been the attack. They haven't been able to score more than one goal in any match so far. So tonight, something to look forward to in the way that they are able to line up. Can St. Louis FC continue to take those chances, or get those chances, excuse me, and then actually take them and put a few more goals in the back of the net?
We'll have the starting 11 a little bit later on in the pregame show here. There might be a few changes. We'll tell you about those as we go through the On the Pitch pre-match show. That's the voice of Josh McGee with us here in this segment. You have done a lot of work. You've been with a lot, talked to a lot of the guys, and you're working on, also you mentioned your YouTube channel, and you had a great opportunity to sit down with Fanuel Cavita, who scored the tying goal, the captain, as you pointed out, of this team. Just give me a sense of what that conversation was like, because he had a lot of things that you guys had to touch on.
Yeah, I mean, talking with Fanuel Cavita, his mentality, really, as the captain, as the defender, obviously excited to get that late winning goal. I mean, that's something that every player dreams of, but again, not to keep a clean sheet and to drop points. I know that him, as well as the other guys, were very frustrated, but this is a guy that really just has that mentality of let's move on to the next game. Let's get those 3 points. Let's continue to get after it. This has been a tough time. There's no handbook in any situation for how to be a captain of a club. But because of the events of this season and what everybody's had to deal with, I'm sure it's been much more, he's had to be under much more under pressure. But as we've seen, St. Louis FC have been able to get results. He has been at the heart of it. He's at the heart of the defense and has had some real great opportunities, some great matchups against some of these clubs to take on some of their best players and to shut them down. So I think that he leads by example, and the rest of the guys take their cues from him, and it's been worked out so far for the past few seasons.
And he's also talked about things off the field as well.
Correct. I thought he wrote a very powerful piece. It's on stlouisfc.com for those who haven't seen it yet, on his details, his experiences with racial injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement. We've seen on the pitch before the matches the unification of both clubs, staffs, and teams in their fight against racial injustice and against Black Lives Matter. I think it's important with these types of conversations that with professional athletes, that these guys are human. They deal with things just like that we do on a daily basis. And to hear their stories, to actually listen, to hear them open up, and to give them an opportunity to do so because, as we know, they're busy throughout the entirety of the week. It was really powerful and really interesting. I encourage people to go on our YouTube show, STL United Soccer Show, look that conversation up. Talked to Tyler Blackwood a few weeks ago as well on a similar topic. These guys have a lot to say, and I think it's important that we listen and do the best we can to help fight this.
Tyler is an interesting guy. I like Tyler he's been here. And we all like people at score, but just from a personality standpoint, he's not shy, is he?
No, of course not. I mean, he's on the pitch, off the pitch. He is himself. He is the same, and he just has this fire in his belly. He talks about all the time about feeling dangerous. Just makes defenders, you know, turn their heads constantly on a swivel, trying to find out where he's going to be next. Leading the club so far this season with those 3 goals. He's an important part in the attack. And again, just to have this mentality, this positivity of whenever we're going forward, we feel dangerous enough that we're going to score. Again, it's much like Kavita at the back. They take the cues from somebody like that, and it just gives everybody the sense of feeling that they will be able to come away with 3 points. So, again, a lot with these guys right now, with the results that we've had to pull through, there have been a lot of great individual performances. And, of course, on Wednesday, I thought it was huge. You see John Berner get his first start in a long time, come up with some huge saves. The likes of Danny Fisher and Rich Bryan make their first starts and contribute in defense. This offseason, the main thing was depth in addressing this team. We saw it on Sporting KC. They were able to get a result. Hopefully tonight we'll be able to see it get 3 points.
Yeah, that you're right about the depth. Talking to Pat Barry in the offseason, we had lunch one day, and he was pointing out, well, we're trying to try to get this guy, and you're like, wow, really? You're going to get all those guys? And also when Steve Trichard took the job, when he took the job, the roster was basically set. Then I remember the conversation with him was, what did you think of the guys they picked up? And he said, well, those are all guys I would have circled and said, we need this, this, and this. So I think through this early part of this restart, and you pointed out the guys that got their first start, the roster has had to be utilized by Coach Trichu, and he's done that. We're seeing Kyle Gregg coming back into the fold. He played last night, and we're hoping to see him tonight in the starting 11. Gregg and Blackwood up top, I'm never sure yet where it fits, but just having two dangerous guys up top is, I mean, that's outstanding for this franchise.
I think Coach Tichu really came into the season with maybe one, maybe two formations in mind concerning the guys that he had on his roster. But I think over the past few weeks, some developments, we've seen him come out with a three-back system. When you've got Kavita, you've got Sam Think, and you got Toby Adewale, and these guys are all great, why not put them all out on the field and continue to utilize the width and the depth up the middle that you guys have seen over the past few matches in order in that formation? Of course, tonight may go back to a different formation. We've seen the 4-2-3-1. We've also seen a 4-3-3 variation that he's been able to throw out there. So, coach with a lot of options. I'm sure that's what he would have wanted anyway, even if it had not been originally the guys that he brought in. But even without the pandemic, a case like this where you had 3 matches in 10 days probably would have came up in the regular season. And this is a perfect time to utilize the depth they addressed.
That's Josh McGee with us here on our On the Pitch pre-match show. Before I let you go, Josh, thoughts on tonight's match? As you just pointed out, it's the third in a week. It's always difficult to, with the legs, to try and compete at that level. But I do remember Coach Trichu saying last night on KTRS, he wanted to get on them early. So we'll see if that plays itself out, but what are you expecting tonight?
Agreed. It's one of those matches like you've been talking about that is out of group play, so it's going to be a little bit different. Tulsa, while they've only played a couple games since the restart, they are one of four unbeaten teams left in the USL, so it's going to be a challenge. You talked about the history between these two sides. St. Louis FC has dominated on that record, but this has been a season where all the record books have been basically thrown out. So I think the guys should look to be sharp tonight, utilize again the skill on the outside, and when these chances come, I'm hoping that tonight they'll be able to take a few more of them and put a couple goals back in the back of the net.
Well, Josh, I appreciate you spending time with us here tonight. We'll definitely get you back in here again. Enjoy the match this evening. Enjoy the air condition of the press box tonight, because it's a little steamy, and you'll be dry.
Yes.
That'll be the most important thing. It's not raining yet, but we are expecting rain later on. Josh, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
That is Josh McGee with us here on our On the Pitch pre-match show. You can catch his work on YouTube and also STL United FC. Give us the address again real quick.
Our YouTube again, STL United Soccer Show as well. We're on Facebook Live. Our Facebook is STL United FC Soccer Show. We make content every weekend. Hope to be, again, producing more and more as we get further along into the season.
All right, that's Josh McGee. I'm Jim Huer. When we take a break, we'll hear from John Berner, goalkeeper, who got his first start on Wednesday night here. That's all on the way coming up here on the Big 550.